everybody. Welcome to episode 27 of Game Over Nation. I, of course, am your host, Avi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi, guys.
And Dylan Rausch.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's talk about what's been going on with the site this week. Thanks to all you listeners, everybody on Twitter, actually, like, we've had overwhelming support when our comic was featured this week again, the second week in a row. We were featured on Joystick's webcomic wrap-up, and we won this time. Like, we were the highest rated or most voted for comic on the site, which was amazing.
Yeah,
man. That was Ryan, great, guys. That was great, guys.
You were texting me that night. You were like, yeah. I'm in tears.
I would be too if I got called an ungrateful cuntbag.
Yeah. Yeah. I was very upset by that.
We can only hope that we're all called that at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really, really cool. And hopefully we can continue this success. But yeah, thank you everybody who voted for us. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. We're going to keep it up. We're going to try and keep this up. We're going to take them down. Take them all down.
Yeah. Right. Speaking of comics, you may have noticed on our newest one, we have a buy a print button. That means you can, we've always had our donate button, and you know, a lot of you guys have sent us money, and we definitely appreciate that. But now we want to kind of like give you something for that. So like if you guys want to, you know, throw some money our way and buy a print, we will give you we'll print you out a very nice print of our comic, of whichever comic you decide to buy, and it'll be wrapped in plastic and have some nice cardboard behind it or whatever. Ryan, I sent you a prototype. What did you think of it?
No, it looks fancy.
Oh really?
Yeah. So they're real high quality prints of high quality paper, real high resolution. I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, they were really nice.
Sweet. That's a ringing endorsement if I've heard one.
Yeah. They're really nice. Yeah, Ryan De La Rosa.
They seem pretty high quality.
Yeah. You should ask one of those criminals in Aussie land.
In Australia?
Yeah. Yes.
That's a good point, Dylan. We don't ship to anywhere outside the US yet. So only US residents can buy a print.
Sorry, Gabe.
Ah, ha, 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 ha.
And Ramesh.
Yes. But definitely check that out. Go to gameovernation.com, look at our comics. We'll have the three or so latest ones should have a buy a print button. And so yeah. Also this week we put up a couple, like, two articles. We have one about a Metroid steampunk arm cannon that Ryan found.
Cool. Yeah, which would be really hard to not buy if I saw a price on there. I was like looking around, like, oh man, I'm going to be jumping around the yard wearing a steampunk arm cannon. And then I couldn't find a price.
Dylan, remember that ninja video on YouTube?
Yo, I'm a ninja.
I'm a ninja. My last like a video game. No, I'm a ninja.
I don't.
It was Ryan that showed me it. Yeah. You would be that guy.
Yeah, only with an arm cannon.
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
We should put a link to that video in the post absolutely. For this.
You can wear it to PAX.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. It was
this is this like fucking guy in a ninja costume that's chopping up bottled water in his backyard. That's so fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Man.
That was a really sharp sword, yes you said.
It sure was. And then later in the video he pulls out the crossbow or the bow and arrow and starts shooting arrows at the
Remember the special effects he added where he would disappear and then reappear?
No, that was a special effect, man.
It was just his ninja-ness.
He's a fucking ninja, dude. But also this week we put up a link to a video documentary of Bungie's history. It's, of course, the makers of Halo. And I thought that was really cool. It was an hour long, so it's kind of, you know, you gotta get in the zone to watch something that long, but it was really interesting. I really like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, check all that out on GameOverNation.com. But that's what's been going on this week. Let's talk about the news.
Ryan. Okay. All right. Kind of a smattering of weird stuff here. We got some PSAs mostly, just telling you about shit that's for sale. Yeah. So remember that that 3DS price drop and how as a gift for doing so, Nintendo was going to give us 20 free games. And because I made a joke about that, someone called me an ungrateful cunt bag.
You anyway, deserved it.
Totally. So if you happen to be hearing this before the 12th, it's the 12th, right? Before the 12th, Walmart went ahead and knocked the price down, the $80 to $170 early. So now you can get your 3DS for the low price and still get your 20 free games if you get it on the network before the 12th. So, Dylan, you took advantage of that today, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
Among other things.
I don't know what that means. I'm so like the girl behind the counter.
I'll leave that open.
So have you played anything yet?
Face Raiders.
Oh yeah.
No.
That was fucking amazing. They put a mouth on Dylan's head.
And they called him a female.
Yeah.
They said he has a female face.
Adult female.
At least it was an adult female. That's good.
But my hair is like Gordon Bombay.
Yes. Emilio Estevez. Right.
He's a little effeminate.
Yeah, Coach Bombay's kind of girly.
His face. Yeah, I can see that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Emilio!
Oh, man.
Zelda.
Yeah? Oh, did you get that? Did you pick that up, too?
Yeah. It was the only thing worth my time.
Oh. Well.
Yeah.
Okay. That and that chick behind the counter. Anyway.
I got some from her.
All right. Some other stuff that's cheap. Apparently, Mega Man 1, 2, 3, 9, and 10... are all on sale on the PSN.
Wait, like they're cheaper than normal or they're all available?
they're all cheaper than normal.
What? How much are they?
Yeah. $2.99 each.
Holy shit, $2.99?
For 1, 2, and 3. Yes. And then Mega Man 9 and 10 are $4.99 each right now.
That's
pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, 9 and 10 are great. If you haven't played the older ones, those are good too. I didn't even know those are on. I didn't even know those were on the PSN.
Dylan might want to take advantage of that, if you know what I'm saying.
I will.
Yes.
It's pretty erotic.
It's so erotic.
All right.
Only Gabe and Ramesh will laugh at that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Maybe not even
we're,
them
we're
anymore.
Bringing them back. We're bringing these inside jokes back.
These inside jokes are making me thirsty.
Oh, man. Next up, I guess we don't really have much to say about either of those. It's, hey, you can get some shit for cheap. And Dylan did. Dylan got some shit for cheap. All right. Next up. So, you know those guys that made Halo? Those guys at Bungie? They have, I guess, registered some new names for their upcoming projects. They are Be Brave and Destiny. And I don't know. It's like Dylan said, and like we said, duh, Dylan. It's probably a first-person shooter. I don't know. I'm still excited to see what they're going to do just because it's Bungie and they've made really good shooters. They basically built the Xbox.
They
made it what it is.
Xbox?
Made it what it is. Yes. With their hands.
Look your boy.
I don't
That was a little Metal Gear reference.
Right? Is that what's going on? Is that...
Put that in your mouth. Chew it.
Okay.
Okay, so be brave, huh?
Did you find it? Okay, Javi, you watched that whole vid doc. Ah!
Sorry
about
that.
Come on, guys. Come on, guys. Professional.
I've lost control of my podcast.
You watched that vid doc. Was there any like hints that either of those could lend anything to?
There was concept art, like very short clips of like environments and stuff. So no.
Yeah.
But that's cool.
Yeah.
Be brave. I don't know if that's gonna be the tagline.
Yeah, so. That's what they kind of sell. Be brave and destiny. Like, I don't. A tagline or, like, maybe an operation in a game. I don't know.
I was just thinking of, like, other taglines in games. Like, Drake's Fortune is one of them. You know, and it's like, could you imagine Uncharted, be brave?
Uncharted, destiny.
Destiny.
Halo 3, finish the fight.
Tomb Raider, be brave.
They're just remaking the be brave version of all of our favorite games. That's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Be brave is terrible. Mario.
Destiny, you know, sounds a little more, it's a little easier to swallow. Like God of War, Destiny, or fucking GoldenEye, Destiny.
Yeah. Resident Evil, be brave.
Mario Kart, be brave.
Fuck that game.
Here comes the blue shell. Be brave.
Super Mario Destiny. Fuck yeah.
I doubt they're making a Mario game.
Mod Nation
Destiny.
Yeah, which brings us to another piece of art. Hey, we get to they're having a contest. There's a contest out there to name the next Mod Nation Racer Vita game, or the next Mod Nation Racer game that will be on the Vita. Mod Nation Racer Destiny.
You guys should go home. Be brave, Mod Nation.
Everyone else should just quit. We just named it.
That was... Bungie was trying to win the contest, so they trademarked those things.
Mod Nation Other Racer?
Other...
They can't all be winners.
Mod Nation Other Monologue.
No.
Other
no,
Mod Nologue.
Mod Nation, they can't all be winners.
Which is true. You can't. Brave. Only be brave. They can't all be winners. Mod Nation
Destiny.
It's your destiny to not always win, so be brave.
It's your destiny to be brave.
It's your destiny to Mod Nation.
God damn it.
So there's some choices that you can enter. Feel free to steal our ideas.
Be brave, racers.
Yeah. Be brave and steal. But no, really, you can go to the, I guess, Mod Nation website. Go look around. Go look around the internet, folks.
You can take it to the bank.
I was going to ask, will their website take as long to load as the game?
Probably.
Okay. They'll patch it.
I think there's some info over on the PlayStation blog, so go check that out. Find that, and then go make up some names for Mod Nation Racers Vita.
I won't.
Yeah, I won't either, because we just put so much work into what we just made up. That's level. Yeah, I don't have the energy to go to a website and type some shit. I guess the last bit of news that we have here is that THQ has let go of 200 people.
Fuck!
Yeah, 200 people. Like, that's...
The 200 that's a lot. People who designed the logo.
Who designed the logo, MX versus ATV, and Red Faction Armageddon. I don't know if that's true.
Oh, Red
but...
Faction, yeah. They put a fork in Red Faction.
Yeah, well, they put a fork in the MX versus ATV series also.
Oh, man, that was one of my favorites.
Was it?
Believe.
I'm sorry.
or what was it? I already forgot what the hell the tagline was. Believe in yourself?
What?
Be brave.
Be brave. Fuck.
You fucking idiot. You ungrateful cunt bag.
That's yeah, my destiny.
Yep. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, that's always kind of shitty news to hear.
Sorry, guys.
They've had a few disappointing releases, so I guess I could see where some jobs need to be cut because they didn't quite do what they had hoped.
Well, I don't even think it's that the games weren't up to par. It's just
they just didn't sell.
Yeah, the products that they were making weren't, you know, marketable, I think.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of that's gonna turn around for old THQ when it comes time for Saints Row the Third. I think.
Hell yeah!
That game is gonna be the bomb. But no, it will. Trust me, Dylan. It will.
I'm actually excited for it.
It has a truck that you could drive over people and then launch them out of, Dylan. It's going to be amazing.
Maybe. Oh, that sounds so cool. Fucking cool. Yeah. Well, I guess that's it for news, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it for the news. So.
All right. Well, let's go on to this week's topic. Actually, we're gonna take a break from topics this week. We're gonna introduce you new listeners. You know, all you. Yeah, you listening right there. Yeah.
It'll be a little bit of that, and a little bit of just we haven't talked about what we're playing or what's been going on in a while. So
don't interrupt me.
I will. I'm gonna.
You fuck you. You what? What? God, I'm drawing blanks everywhere. I was going to call you a clit.
Wouldn't it be a cunt?
It's weird.
Yeah, you clit.
It's ungrateful cunt bag.
Clit.
God, edit this out.
Believe in yourself. All right. Well, this week we're going to talk about who we are and shit.
Yeah.
What are our favorite games? Dylan, what's your favorite games?
I have a lot.
Cool.
Good, because we got some time to fill, so.
Oh. Wonderful.
Fill me up with your games.
Don't say that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's gross.
That's bad.
It's your destiny.
Bad news. Anyways. What the fuck? I can hear myself in my own headset, so I slow down to catch up with myself. It's fucking horrible.
Hold on. Okay, do it.
I'm doing it.
You can take off your headset and try talking.
Okay. Favorite games. Got quite a bit. At the top of the list, let's start with Final Fantasy Tactics. It's fun.
Or,
that's what is that? Is there a truck driving through your bedroom? I don't.
Oh wait. Go ahead, Dylan.
I just saw on the timeline that truck.
Write that down. Write a time.
I'm not writing shit down. Listeners are in here with us. You got all the trucks.
We got all the games, we got all the trucks.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're dropping trucks.
Favorite games.
Alright.
Final Fantasy Tactics, Okami, Devil May Cry 3. No one's gonna know what that
means. It ain't Devil May Cry 1. It ain't Devil May Cry 2. It's Devil May Cry 3.
What is wrong with you people?
We're fucking stupid.
Welcome, new listeners.
Hey. We went to the theater to go see Saw 3.
Three?
And our buddy, he walked in, and he was like, it's not Saw 1, it's not Saw 2, it's Saw 3.
Anyways. See, now it's funny, now that you know.
Now that you know that it was really stupid then, you can laugh now.
Fucking Zappazon.
Anyways, Castlevania. Did I already say Devil May Cry 3?
Three?
I did. Fucker. And lately, I've been enjoying Persona. It's pretty good. No, 4. I haven't tried 3 yet. I should.
I don't know much about those games. What's their deal? Persona.
It ain't Persona 1.
Yeah, I get it. It's not. I know.
Persona 4.
God, this is the worst episode
ever. Oh, it's already off the rails.
Hobby has ruined this episode.
What? This is a Game Over Nation 1. This is a Game Over Nation 2.
Oh, man.
It's 27.
Oh, man. Hey, Dylan, you're editing it this week, and you're cutting all this out.
I love it.
Okay. Anyways, it's your standard JRPG with a little bit of Japanese daily life. You go to school, you date bitches, you eat, and then you go kill monsters.
Wow.
That's the game.
That sounds pretty Japanese to me.
It really is. One of the bosses was a stripper.
So, like, are you a fan of the series in general or just this game?
Just this game. I've only played this one. But it's really fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Wow.
Oh, Zone of the Enders 2.
It's not Zone of the Enders 1.
No, it's just 2. It's not 3. Just there is not 3. It's just 2. Stop. You're ruining this podcast!
It has to stop.
All right. That's sweet. Fucking 2? Not the first one, though.
First one kind of sucks. Second one's awesome, though. I'd buy it.
You will.
I borrowed it from somebody.
Anyways, Ryan.
There's a lot of games that you listed that I don't think I've ever played.
Yeah, you should.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, it's Final Fantasy Tactics I can agree with. Well, I played Tactics Advanced on the Game Boy Advance. What do you mean, ew?
Tactics Advance.
That shit was awesome.
It sucks.
Oh.
It's the same fucking game.
No, it's not. It's
not. Oh, you're right. It's Advanced. And better.
Reality's just getting
it's advanced and better. I'm sorry. Never mind.
No, you're it right. sucks.
No, it doesn't. You like those games. Shut up.
No, that one sucks.
Not that two.
Tell me that the law system is awesome.
I don't have a problem with it.
What the fuck?
Why do you have a problem with it? Like,
it's stupid.
Oh, it helps add challenge and balance. I was fine with it.
Stupid challenge. I don't like it.
I don't like things that are hard.
I don't like it. Play Advanced 2.
I have it around here somewhere.
That one's alright.
What about War of the Lions or whatever?
That's the first game remade.
Yeah.
That one's awesome.
Isn't that better than Advance?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
by far.
Well, all right.
All right.
Well, that's the only game I like, so I'm done.
Well, you don't have to take my word for it. And now for my final thought.
No. Jeez, are you done, Dylan? Was that?
Yeah, I'm done.
So we're just listing some games. Okay. For me,
I'm a big fan of the Japanese games.
Yeah.
Weird.
What about was it The Witcher 2? Did that make your list?
Not my favorite. Okay. But it's cool.
Alright. It's cool. It's cool.
It's cool.
The Metroid series is way up there.
I've heard of this.
Yeah, it's a little known game. I'm surprised you've heard of it, but that's cool.
Dexter.
Yeah. So Metroid is probably the top as far as like a series goes. I was a big fan of the Mega Man games when I was younger. Now I, in more recent times, games like Battlefield 2 Bad Company or Battlefield Bad Company 2. That's the one. That definitely falls in line with one of my favorite multiplayer games. Metroid's got to be the one. If we're talking favorites, I don't
You like giant robots?
I do like... Yeah, well, yeah, okay. If we got to get to the old school PC days, then yeah, the MechWarrior series for sure.
What about MechCore?
Oh, well, yeah, that's the MechWarrior games, just in giant pods.
Yeah. Mechcetera, Mechcetera.
For those of you who don't know, who maybe knew, like, I'm part of an organization called MechCore here in Houston, Texas, and they've got, you've probably seen at some point, if you are a fan of MechWarrior, you've probably at some point seen the giant pods that used to be at, like, Dave and Buster's and stuff like that.
Wait, what were they?
Giant pods?
No, Dave and Buster's?
What is it? Restaurant.
Dave and Buster's.
It's a restaurant?
It's like a restaurant arcade, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying, like, that the pods were Dave and Buster's or something.
No.
Like, wait, what?
You could the pods. The pods were at Dave and Buster's.
Okay.
in the arcade area. But anyway, this place here in Houston has 16 of those pods. As far as we know, that's the biggest single collection anywhere in the world. And so this past weekend, we linked them all up. We had a bunch of people in town from Austin. Linked up 16 pods, man. Had 16 player matches. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, those old MechWarrior games are definitely way up there. Also, like there's an old PC air combat sim called European Air War. I think that's right. That was a lot of fun. Lots of it's all World War II aircraft, and it's all from the European theater. And so you're flying like P-51s and stuff. And that game was a lot of fun. I played a lot of flight simulators growing up. So yeah, that's there you go.
That's boring.
It's not boring. So you get the combat flight simulators. Those are badass.
Like Ace Combat?
No, not like Ace Combat. jet simulators were never as fun. The prop planes were the better ones. They were more. They were
like
more
the Red Baron. The pizza guy.
The cool thing about those was.
Dude, if you can say anything about that pilot, dude, he made fucking good pizza.
Shot a lot of planes down, made a lot of really delicious pizza.
Yeah, dude, while he was shooting down. They installed, if I understand correctly, they installed an oven in his pizza. In his
plane. Well, like, that's how he used to focus, is he would, as he was flying around, he would concentrate by thinking up pizza recipes.
Yeah, well, no. And he'd be, like, doing loop-de-loops and shit while he's spinning the dough in one hand, dude. It was fucking unreal, man.
Yeah, we're educating
the hearts
people.
Of his foes were on the pizzas.
God damn it. Sweet. Yeah, Red Baron, man. Go get some of that pizza.
He fed it to their family.
Brought to you by Game Over Nation. Red Baron, we approve.
Yeah. We just boosted Red Baron sales so much.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Where's our check? Where's our check and our pizza?
You know what? A check is unnecessary. Just the delicious flavor of Red Baron is enough to warm my heart and fill my pockets.
Yeah.
With pizza.
With pizza. Javi likes to scrape the cheese off and put it in his pockets and then just eat the crust, so he can have the cheese and pepperoni for later.
Give me your cheese. Get your own cheese, God. Idiot.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so you really like Red Baron, or whatever. Crimson Skies, you know.
I did like Crimson Skies.
There's
I don't know if
crimson
I...
Crimson because all that pizza sauce.
That's why it was Crimson Skies.
Man, look at fucking sauce flying all over.
Oh man, people are gonna hate us after this.
This is like the best show I've ever recorded in my life.
Oh, that's false.
Yeah, welcome to the Game Over Nations. So that's your games, huh?
Yeah, I could cut. There's probably more that I'm gonna remember later, but that's I feel good with that list.
All right, cool. I like Metroid. No, I don't. Wait, I mean, I do, but I don't. Why did I think Metroid? Sorry, Metal Gear is what I was trying to say. Metal Gear.
That's it.
I like Mario 64. Yeah. I like the 3D Marios. See, people think that I say I like Mario, and that means I'm like hardcore about the 2D ones. Not so much. I like them. I very much like them, but 3D platformers are my forte, and I love me some Mario.
Spider-Man.
Ooh. Well, Spider-Man games. I like Spider-Man. I like the comics. I like his story. I like the movies and cartoons and all that. But Spider-Man games have been kind of hit or miss, as everybody knows. Swinging around the city is kind of worth the price of admission for me, though. Like, if you have really good swinging mechanics, then I'll pick up that Spider-Man game, period. What else? I'm a big Resident Evil fan. I like Resident Evil 2. That's probably my favorite. But I like 4 as well. I like the more action-y ones. It's good. I'm a recovered Nintendo fanboy. I used to defend Nintendo no matter what they were doing and say every other console wasn't as good no matter what, even if I was wrong.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. We were both we were both on that train.
Yeah. Yeah. No more of that. We grew up.
Suckers.
Yeah. I like to think of myself as rather open-minded, and you know, I appreciate all consoles and all games for their what they do right. And yeah, I have my preference. I do like the PS3. I use my PS3 more than 360. Actually, I sold my 360, but I do understand that the 360 does a lot better. It does a lot of things better than Sony does.
Yeah.
So I think Sony's only calling card is that they have better first party titles and more first party titles. But that's not everything. But yeah, that's me. I'm Javi. Hello, listeners. Hi, guys that have been listening for 2 years now. I'm glad you're still here.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm just Ryan kidding. I'm just kidding. I love you.
Yeah.
Love you all.
It's kind of interesting. Okay, so, like, we did our 100th, or technically our 100th episode. That was episode 20? 20,
yeah. I think? 21. Yeah.
20.
21? No, 20.
No, it was 20. Yeah. 20. Yeah, so we did episode 20.
21, 21 was the first one Javi missed.
Yeah.
He made it to 100 and he said, fuck it.
Yeah, it was just funny because I didn't even plan that. I was just like, all right, you guys do it without me.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. No, but yeah, we got to our 100th episode and didn't really realize it or talk about it. So I don't know, I think it's cool to like sit down on the show and think about how long we've been doing this and the people that we've had listeners throughout. We've always had like that core group of people that have always been there.
You mean the only people that write in?
Yes.
Well, you maybe asked. Now we'll get some new people to write in, because with our webcomic fame that we've recently acquired.
Don't get me started.
I really hope we get some genuine hate mail.
Don't get your hopes up.
Because I found out that as much of, you know, as much as we won by and as many people who voted and said we liked us, the only people who said anything about us were the people who didn't.
That's a good thing, though. I like hate, because it's,
yeah,
like,
it's funny.
It's funny. Well, and then it's also like, that's a definitive. I think that's almost like better. That's proof that like, you're reaching a bigger audience than your little core, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Once people start not liking you,
yeah,
and being verbal about it, yeah,
yeah, it's a very good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, welcome everybody that's new. Thank you everybody that's still around, and I hope we keep growing the nation. But yeah, let's talk about the games that are coming out this year and what we're most anticipating. Personally, I'm really not crazy about anything that's coming out this year other than like Uncharted 3, Mario for the 3DS, but I don't even have a 3DS, so that's kind of a shot in the dark. But yeah. How about you guys? Ryan or Bill?
Skyrim. Yeah. Skyrim and Deus Ex.
Day of Sex. Deus Chex.
And Chex Mix. Rage.
Huh.
Those three are taste pretty rage. Fucking sweet. Fuck the rest.
Does Deus Ex really look fucking sweet?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it looks pretty cool.
I don't like as many good games as there are coming out. Like we've got Uncharted 3, which I'm looking forward to it.
We've got Skyrim.
Skyrim. I don't like. It sounds cool, but I don't know that I'm like super excited about it because I didn't play Oblivion, and I wasn't crazy about the Fallout or the latest Fallout anyway. And you know we've got. I know it's got like
Fallout 3 more.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And that could be that. It could be the fact that I played all the way through Fallout 3's fault that I don't like Vegas, New Vegas as much because it's just so much more of the same. I think I was just tired of it. In my mind, New Vegas is going to sit there as an inferior game because of that. And I don't know if that's really the cause, but either way, it's an inferior game in my mind. But we've got all that coming out, Battlefield 3 is definitely up there. Like, that's probably my number two most anticipated game.
What's your number one?
Saints Row the Third, dog!
Yeah!
Oh my god, I can't wait for this game.
Are you gonna wear purple when you pick it up?
Yeah, I'm gonna wear purple with Third Street Saints written on it in glitter.
Awesome.
Purple makes you look fat.
But
it ain't Saints Row 1.
Oh man. But no, that's probably my most anticipated game just because of how much fun I had with the second one. It might still only be two player co-op. I still haven't really looked into that too much. But like every video I've seen just looks so awesome. Like the things you can do. This game is gonna be so ridiculously over the top and hilarious that I can't wait.
I bought Saints Row 2 on PC. It sucked.
Really?
They didn't do. It was a shitty port, man.
Really? Yeah, I liked the console version. The thing was, I get the impression, like, with the first Saints Row, they were making this game, and they didn't really know which direction they wanted to go. Like, they were kind of trying to do the whole
GTA
clone. And so they were trying to do that a little bit, but it had some funny stuff in it. It had some ridiculous stuff in it. The gangs were kind of silly. But it was like they didn't know which direction they should go when they made that game. And then the second one, they took a shot and cut out some of the serious and put in a lot more of the ridiculous. And I think that's really the series took off. The series kind of took off from that point. Like, I think that's... Like, the buzz around the game was how ridiculous it was. It was like, oh, it's like all the cool shit that you like to do in GTA without any of the other dumb, like, getting a call from your cousin all the time. Like,
you get to play as Tara Patrick, which is, you know, everybody's dream. Yeah,
she's in the next game, yes.
Is she?
Yeah.
Nice. I'm back.
No, Sasha Gray's in the next game.
All right.
Wait, was Tara Patrick in the second one?
Yeah, she was like the cover woman. She was all over every ad, and
I thought
Sasha Gray is the porn star in number 3.
Oh, maybe okay, maybe that's it.
And
I don't
know. Hulk Hogan's in it
as a luchador,
brother.
Hermano.
See, and you're saying all this as if it's gonna make me think less of the game. I don't know, no,
not at all. I would think more.
Yeah, like
I hope she talks as dirty in the game.
I don't give a shit if she talks. This just makes the game more ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, like now it's like they've gone full tilt to that side. Like the second one was the progression that really caught on, and that I think that's when they realized, okay, yeah, this is where we should keep going. And now
they
this
went
third
full
one.
Retard.
Yeah, you never go full retard.
You never go full retard.
That's gotta be my number one right now. As much, and don't get me wrong, like, I'm gonna love all these other games that are coming out, I know that, but this is the one I'm looking forward to the most.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright. So, that's what we're looking forward to, listeners. What are you looking forward to? Let us know in the comments. Let's talk about what we've been playing lately. We haven't done this in a long time.
I know, right?
Oh, okay.
What have we been up to?
I just stopped playing video games because I thought we'd never do this again.
Actually did for a while, man.
Yeah.
I kept buying games and then
not playing.
Not wanting to play it. Like, I went through one of those depressions or the droughts where you can't play anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm just slowly starting to come out of that. I'm playing bits and pieces of Enslaved lately. And it's nice. It's actually really nice to, like, play a game that is already forgotten. That's not the new hotness. There's no pressure. Like, I'm playing it for the joy of playing it. And I don't know, like, you know, I can take it for what it is. And I don't know. I'm enjoying it. I'm very much enjoying it. So... yeah, that's basically all I've been doing. I've had a craving lately. I really want to play some Pokemon or, like, something handheld really bad. So I might start doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But, Ryan, what have you been playing?
I recently finished Bastion. Game was really good. Really, really good. When you beat it once, like, you don't have everything unlocked, so it unlocks, like, a new playthrough. So I might have to, I don't know if it's harder or what, but I want to go back and do that. But you start with all the same, you know, whatever level you were and all the weapons and stuff and upgrades, and you just build from there. So I want to do that, play that some more. I also downloaded From Dust and started it. The controls are a little weird. Like, the camera has some problems. It has some weird pathfinding. Do you guys know much about it?
No.
Okay. It's... you kind of, like, play this... I guess kind of like the god of these people. And you can absorb water and dirt and, I guess, later lava and other stuff. And, like, kind of build landforms. So, like, at the beginning, you've got some of your little people are... walking around and they get to a river and they can't cross it. So you go and grab dirt from somewhere else on the map and bring it back and dump it over the water till it builds up a land bridge for them to cross. And so, like, in the first few levels, you come to this, like, it starts adding in these timed events. And so you've got one where there's a tsunami that comes by every 7 minutes. And so you have to build a land bridge for this guy to get over and learn some kind of song that keeps your little village safe, and then you have to go start a new village, and then you have to send that guy over to that village so he can teach them the song. And so he's crossing over some really, like fast-flowing rivers and stuff, and so you'll go grab a bunch of dirt and dump it there, and then you'll go get some more, and by the time you get back, it's washed out all the dirt that you put there earlier, and I was getting so frustrated, like, maybe I just wasn't picking the right way to go, I don't know, but it's definitely got some frustrating elements early on. I don't know if it gets better, but we'll see. You okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably he's looking at porn.
Are you looking at that damn picture again?
Oh, I'm man. Sorry, Ryan. That's so funny. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, so those are the two games I've really been playing. I guess I haven't really played anything on the PC, or I haven't really tried anything new on the mobile devices, so... I got my 3DS sitting over here charging, so there's that.
Ooh. Yeah!
Dylan.
Hello.
What have you been playing, bro?
I started Ocarina of Time today on the 3DS.
They should make a spinoff called Orc Arena, where it's an orc.
Free Willy?
Orc Arena, or Orca Whale.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Oh, Orca. Orc Marina.
That'd be stupid. Okay. Other than that, Team Fortress 2, League of Legends, and Persona 4. That's it. Nothing else. I don't play anything.
How you liking them? You're not playing anything except for those five things.
They're all really fun. And
I'm not playing any games except for all of the games.
They are the most video game.
Yeah.
Go figure. I'm having more fun with 8-year-old games than I am with stuff that's coming out now. So,
yeah, I think that's good though. It's good to like not just let this shit just phase out once it's not in the spotlight. Like once it's not new. Like it's cool to like. I don't know. I feel like for a long time, at least me, I can't speak for you guys, but at least me, like, was so caught up in what's coming out, you know, what's coming out, and you pick it up, and then you play it,
never play it again.
Yeah.
Pick up the next one.
Yeah. And yeah. Like, and even, like, when something you haven't played yet drops in price, you're almost, it's almost like it's lost its value in some way because it's old. Yeah, yeah, and it's stupid. Like, so it's...
Fuck that!
Like, I mean, actually, I picked up 3D.Game Heroes a few months back, and that was a perfect one, like, because it was old, and I had no real interest in it when it first came out, and, like, I picked it up, and I just started playing it, and I fucking loved it, you know? Yeah,
you can still find that for, like, $15 or something, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's good. Yeah. And, but, yeah, no, I like that. I like, I guess that's kind of in the mindset I'm in right now, is just kind of not really... worrying too much about, you know,
new releases.
Being on the cutting edge and just more about having fun and experiencing, you know, these games without any expectations or, you know, any other like outside shit involved with the experience. Right. So that's
frankly,
cool.
I find the idea of someone having fun playing video games offensive.
Oh wait. You know what I forgot about?
What'd you forget?
What I forgot about in the news segment was all the new details on Borderlands 2.
Broderlands.
Or the fact that it's officially announced now, and the fact that it's due out in Q1 of, I guess, what is it, 2013, which is actually starts like early 2012 or something like that.
Or you should wait for it to... come out with all the DLC.
No, I'm not going to, Dylan. I'm going to buy it on the first day because I freaking love that game.
Look at Borderlands 1. It's all available for like $20 now.
I don't give a shit, Dylan.
Fuck that.
I'm buying it the day it comes out because I love that game.
Dylan, I think the fact is like that's a way to get it to sell because it like if you know what I'm saying? Like, this DLC took time to make, and, you know, like, it's not like they ripped anybody off. Like, you're like, fuck that, because it's cheaper now? Well, like, everything's going to get cheaper.
Yeah.
You know?
We should change the comic. Dev 2K kicking us in the balls.
And then throwing Game of the Year. Yep.
We should just make that same comic for the rest of our lives. Change whoever's doing it.
Anytime something we don't like happens, we can just
make that comic again. Yeah.
I like it.
But any word on if you can create your own character? Because I think that's
I don't
what missing
from what it sounds like. Possibly they've only given some detail on one character. It said the characters from the first game are going to be NPCs, and they gave you one new character, but they also kind of stated that they want to make fix some of their mistakes from the first game and actually give the characters a personality, like the new characters.
They want a story.
Yeah, a little bit more of a story. It sounds like there's going to be some new
a story.
Yeah, sounds like they're going to add some new environments, and they said that like a lot of the weapons are going to be more tuned to their manufacturer. A little bit better.
They should make more unique weapons.
Yeah, it said all the weapons will be new. It did say that. There's not going to be any repeats, so...
I want to rip out people's hearts and shoot them back at their friends.
What?
I don't know. And it's still going to be 4-player co-op, so that'll be cool. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that game. Sucks I have to wait. At minimum, based off what they said, minimum 6 months. It'll probably be longer, you know?
Yeah, it's got to be longer.
Yeah, it'll be longer.
You'll be too busy hitting people with a dildo.
Next summer, bro.
I'll be too busy hitting people with a giant dildo bat in Saints Row the Third.
Yep. All right, well, let's see here. it's time for some listener mail, guys.
Mail.
Listeners out there, come all. If you're listening right now, open up your email client, type in mail@gameovernation.com, and send us a quick question.
And it's the at symbol. Don't write the word at, because then I don't know where it'll go, but it won't be here.
Yeah.
I hope you don't use Outlook.
It's very important. But yeah, we have one question this week.
If it comes from Outlook, it gets rejected.
That's right. I'm just kidding. Our question this week is from Ghost.
We have one?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I love Ghost. He's ridiculous.
Yeah, he is.
Ghost hates De La Rosa. Hates him.
But he keeps writing in.
Yeah. All right, he says, "Dear Game Over Nation, after the very mixed responses from gamers to Prince of Persia 08, if there was a sequel, what do you think the gameplay, story, music, etc. would be like?"
Ooh. I think the music would be good again.
I would love to have the same art style.
I just
want deeper combat.
I could deal with that.
Or improved combat. And a bit more challenge.
I think faster combat, because it was a little kind of like clunky, like slowly stepping towards your enemy and shit.
Yeah. And it was the typical, you know, step block attack, block attack. Just like counter fighting, you know.
Uh-huh. Make the game harder.
Yeah.
That's it. Everything else can be the same. I'd be happy. Hooray.
Not too worried about the game being harder. Like, I mean, I like that you can't die. I think that's a good mechanic for that, what that game was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like being challenged sometimes.
Yeah, well, the game did have, like, those really long sections where, like, you had to do, like, so many things, like, without touching the floor, remember?
Yeah.
And, like, you would get like, really far along and, like, miss one of the rings that you have to grab or something, and then you'd have to start all over. And so, like, I don't know. It got challenging, I thought. It had a good balance. Maybe the fighting could be more challenging, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But no, and I really liked the ending. I thought the idea of, like, you know, that there was a relationship building throughout the whole game, and then at the end, you get the payoff, I think. Like, he's willing to undo all that he's done to get her back. I think that's a sweet idea.
And then they never made a new one.
It's a shame. I don't think we ever will get another one either. Which sucks.
Didn't they have some DLC that took it a little bit further?
Yeah, but from what I understand, it's just like two new levels. It doesn't add a lot of story, if any.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know. Alright, and Ghost has another question. He says, "Are any of you excited for Star Wars The Old Republic? I am not, because I'm still bitter that The Old Republic means KOTOR 3 will never be made. And I am burned out on WoW, and SWOTOR plays exactly like WoW."
I agree with him. For once!
Yeah, me too. I don't like MMOs.
I was excited until I saw the gameplay at PAX. And it was WoW.
Yeah, it looks like WoW.
With Star Wars. And I was like,
Star Wows.
Yeah.
I hear they're going to do a monthly fee as well, and I'm like,
Yeah. I wouldn't say I'm excited about it. I might be willing to try it. But
you know what has my eye? Guild Wars 2.
Yeah, Guild Wars 2.
Check that shit out.
No.
Too, Ghost.
They didn't hire me, so no. I'm alright. A little bitter.
What did it for me with Guild Wars 2 was the giant trucks driving around the signs at PAX last year.
Oh yeah.
That's what sold me. I was like, anyone who can drive a truck like that with such skill.
It's so retarded. It's like, here, just drive this billboard around the town for a bit.
Yeah, like, I heard that was going on at like E3 and Comic-Con too.
Yeah,
maybe not that game. Probably not that game, but they had the same deal going on. Like, yeah, they like, hey, here's a giant moving billboard. Go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. None of us really care about the Old Republic, I guess.
Yeah. But Guild Wars 2.
Yeah, Guild Wars 2.
Check it, Ghost.
It ain't Guild Wars 1.
It is
Guild Wars 2. All right. Well, I think that someone is here.
Housekeeping.
Oh, come in.
Hey. Yeah.
Oh.
Hi, grand sister.
Yeah. God, I like the way you say housekeeping. Did you bring cupcakes? Of course you did.
She's sending me a cupcake.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. That's gonna be awesome. It looks delicious.
It's dope.
That is pretty cool.
All right, guys. Well, now that we're getting this place cleaned up, we just want to let you know that you can find us on iTunes, Game Over Nation, and you can write us a quick review to help us out in the ratings board or whatever, get us on the new and notable again. You can review us, rate us, subscribe to us, tell your friends about us and how awesome we are, because we're pretty awesome.
Yeah. And hopefully you'll have a chance to vote for our comic again this weekend.
Yeah, hopefully on Joystick. We'll let you know. Follow us on Twitter, Game Over Nation on Twitter.
Buy some prints.
Yeah, go to our site, gameovernation.com. You can comment on our articles, see what's going on. You can see our comics, and you can click that little buy a print comic, and I'll send you one. And actually, oh yeah, by the way,
how was that?
Nothing. No, and me and Dylan will sign the comic because we're near each other. We can't get Ryan to sign it because then we'd have to send it to him. But he's in your hearts. I could forge Ryan's signature if you'd like. Yeah. Be like, this is Della Rosa, and then this is actually hot.
I'm gonna draw mustaches on it.
Yeah. So we'll sign the comics on the back. Tell you, we'll give you our thanks. But yeah, definitely go buy a print. Show us some support. Let's grow the nation. Find us on YouTube as well. You can click the videos tab on gameovernation.com. Make sure you subscribe to us. And until next week, stay classy.
Bye.